Antigone is one of the three Theban plays written by Sophocles around 400 BC. French playwright Jean Anouilh wrote an adaptation around 1945. Anouilh's Antigone coincided with the Nazis' invasion of France. Antigone is a daughter of the accidentally incestuous marriage between King Oedipus of Thebes and his mother, Jocasta. She is the subject of a popular story in which she attempts to secure a respectable burial for her brother, Polynices, even though he was a traitor to Thebes. This is according to Wikipedia. The Theater Center opens its youth production of Antigone this week in the Circle Theater. Youth Theater Director Maria Chatton Carter gives us a synopsis of this Greek tragedy.
Antigone is Oedipus's daughter, who, you know, is kind of like Oedipus Rex is beforehand. And Oedipus dies and leaves his kingdom to his two sons, Polynices and Eteocles. Well, they're supposed to share the ruling. Like, one will rule 1 year, and then the next, the other one will rule. Well, at the end of the first year, Eteocles doesn't want to step down from the throne. So Polynices decides to wage war against Thebes, which is where they are. So we have these two brothers come together in war, and they both end up dying. So then Antigone's uncle, Creon, takes over and says, okay, since Eteocles fought for us, he's going to be buried with pomp and circumstance. He was a great warrior. But because Polynices fought for the other side, we're going to leave his body to rot and not have a burial. So in Antigone's mind, that's kind of going against the gods and everything. And she said, that can't happen. We must bury Polynices. So she goes out to try to bury him, which causes her trouble because Creon said anybody who buries him will have to die. So she's coming up against this, I don't really want to die, but because of my beliefs, I will put myself in that position.
Although Antigone is no fairy tale, Sophocles' masterwork is one of the required reads for high school students. The heroine of the play is a youth herself, Carter points out.
We consider a youth play as anything from the point of view of a youth. And Antigone, we're saying, is probably about 14 to 16 years old, which makes her a youth. So if it's from her point of view, then it's a youth show.
Carter says the production has been a great challenge for the youth, an acting challenge.
It's very important for youth to understand that they're capable of doing things, not just fairy tales, which I believe are very important to do, but also something that reaches back to ancient Greece, you know, and this very important literature that we have and where the theater comes from. They're like, oh, this is really hard. I really have to think about this character. I really have to look at him. I have to deal with these emotions, which is part of what we do in the youth theater, is we train these actors to be able to handle that kind of stuff.
A lot of the rehearsal process for Antigone has been about character development and working with subtext or the content beneath the written dialogue.
Yesterday, we spent an hour and a half of rehearsal just looking at each other and really kind of being able to figure out what this person is about just by looking at them. Because there's a lot of moments in the play where you shouldn't say anything, but there needs to be this moment, this intensity between the characters on stage without even letting out a sound.
Heidi Bradway is a 15-year-old who plays the wife of Creon and the aunt of Antigone in this production.
It's a non-speaking role, and at first I was like, how am I going to, you know, what is that going to be? But I feel like it's an incredibly strong role, even though it doesn't have, she only comes in a few times. It's like Eurydice carries so much. She carries everything that happens in the family, all the emotions. Like, you know, Creon's always angry about something, and Eurydice carries that because it's her husband. And she kind of experiences everybody else firsthand, maybe what you don't get to see on stage. So it's definitely, and then she dies in the end. And I've had to think a lot with my relationship with Creon, what is that like? Because is it not as great as it used to be because of what's happening now? Has it been distressed or changed because of the recent events? And what's happened between her and her husband and her son and her nieces?
Heidi Bradway said she's learned that you don't have to speak all the time because silences sometimes say a lot.
At the end, right before I come on stage quietly and I watch and then I leave. And their idea was for me to walk off silently because I was a composed woman. And I put up a fight with Maria about letting me scream. I was like, you have to let me yell. That's what would really happen in real life. And Maria was like, fine, I'll give it to you. And I did it, and it didn't work. So we went back to the whole quiet and composed.
Carter is setting this production in the World War II era. And like in films from that time, everything is set in black and white.
It's something different. And I think that, that's really important for people who come to the theater to see that it's not something you see all the time. But this is a little more of what the youth theater can do. This is something kind of off the beaten path, and maybe it'll be something to raise an eyebrow, and then they'll say, oh, you know, I didn't know that these kids could do this. I really want to pat the actors on the back. I mean, they've been doing an awesome job throughout rehearsal. They've learned so much. They come out going, oh my gosh, that's so hard. You know, I said, yeah, but you're doing it.
Antigone opens in the Circle Theater at the Chattanooga Theater Center on March 5th and runs through the 14th. For more information, go to theatercenter.com. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.
This program is made possible by funding from listeners just like you who support public radio. Around and About is a production of WUTC Chattanooga.